Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I needed some Becky Black right there because I did myself in the last segment by describing last night's Stanley Cup Finals Game 4 as bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. And that's just been circuit old, cool, fun, awesome punk rocker Gwen Stefani has been in my head ever since then.
Yeah, I guess I don't know that song. So I, you know.
There is a, you may not know it off the top of your head, but a 0.00% chance that you don't know that song because it was everywhere for like a year and a half. I ain't no holla back girl, ain't no holla back girl.
Okay.
Few times I've been around that track, but it's not just gonna happen like that because I ain't no holla back girl, ain't no holla back girl. Ooh, this my ish. Oh, yeah, song was everywhere.
I didn't realize it was that song. I don't know that song word for word because I ain't no hollaback girl.
This
so apparently you are because you know the whole thing.
A-N-A. Okay, you got to keep in mind.
Okay, all right.
That when Rob Brown was in his younger and more formidable days, Gwen Stefani was it, dude.
She's still pretty now.
She's had the she's had the work done, which I do not disparage nor judge nor criticize.
All right.
But
what year was that out?
Oh, that had to be 2010. Older?
Yes.
2005?
2004.
Okay, so I was in college. That makes sense. That checks out. Rob Brown was in his in college, breaking out, becoming the man that he would be, and young Gwen Stefani. No doubt. Let me be real clear. No doubt Gwen Stefani, because even before she kind of got into her The Voice era.
I was 35, by the way. So so the fact that, you know, I didn't know all the words of that song, I think it's understandable.
Heard you been talk, but you didn't think that I would hear you. Oh, dude, no doubt Gwen Stefani. Spiderwebs Gwen Stefani. Rob Brown would have thrown it all away for Spiderwebs punk rock Gwen Stefani back in the
all
day.
Right, I know Don't Speak. I mean, because that was a big hit for her.
That was a big hit for her. No Doubt, actually. That was still in the No Doubt era.
Right, and her remake of Talk Talk. I think
it
was.
Yeah. Yep, that's another one. Young college Rob Brown. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, if I recall correctly, I believe that I actually did, because who doesn't have posters in college? If I recall, I think I had a Gwen Stefani No Doubt poster when I lived in the frat house in the living room of the frat. Now, in fairness, I live with a buddy of mine, Jason. We both played music. We both played in our fraternity band, which was like four dudes who drank too much and played guitar.
You had a fraternity band? This is the first I've heard of this.
It wasn't really a band. It was more of like a group of dudes who jammed together, right? Like, we didn't play shows or gigs or anything.
Still, cover style?
Yeah, all covers. On Friday nights, we would like open up the doors and the windows of the apartment. We would like, and the boys would come to the room and we would just jam, right? Okay. And like, people would come and go, whatever. And so our living room in that apartment was music themed. It was just all music stuff. We had our guitars hanging on the wall. He had a drum kit over in the corner. Our buddies all would leave their music equipment in there. And so basically our living room was just a music studio. So we had posters of musicians everywhere. And I believe I added the Gwen Stefani No Doubt poster.
Was that the only female-led band poster on the wall?
Top of my head, probably not. But I also don't know that at that time, I do not recall that there were many. Now, I will say Rob Brown was also still a country music fan at that point, too. I know for a fact I had a Martina McBride poster on the wall because Martina McBride is an actual literal angel, and I'll hear nothing to the contrary. I know I had a Dolly Parton poster up, and I know I had a Reba McEntire poster up because Reba's the queens, baby.
So if I'm walking into that apartment, I'm going, oh, this is a country place.
No, we had everything because we also had Tupac and Biggie hanging up on the wall too.
Okay,
we were all over the place. All right, we got a lot coming up here on the radio program today. Very excited about it. If you missed, again, our interview earlier in the day with Norm O'Reilly, Dean of the College of Business of the University of New England, that'll be posted after the show. Coming up in the next segment in about 14 minutes from now, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast, kind enough to shift time slots from yesterday to today, and then from 8:40 up to 8:20, because at 8:40, Jay Paterno, son of Joe Paterno, is going to join us. He's an author, coach, and commentator, spent 2 decades coaching college ball, including 17 years at Penn State, and does have a book called Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. Now, Blitzed came out around the time that we were all kind of learning what the NIL and transfer portal era was going to look like. But Jay is obviously very locked into how the new age of football is going to impact the sport, specifically from the side of coaching and the athletic departments as well. So we'll have Jay Paterno at 8:40. That's prong number two. I said it's a three-pronged attack here on the show today. Prong number one of the fork was the legal side of it. That's why we had Norm O'Reilly on. Side number two is how this impacts coaches, athletic departments, programs, et cetera, in the football world. That's why we have Jay Paterno coming on at 8:40. And then at 9 o'clock, we attack the third side of this triangle. And that is the impact that the House v. NCAA settlement will have on students. We will have Matt Hand. He is an attorney, a sports legal expert, and the founder of Alta Sports, an organization designed to assist student athletes in finding, maintaining, and capitalizing on NIL deals with major companies around the country. So we will talk with Jay Paterno at 8:40. We will talk with Matt Hand at 9 o'clock. Those are our final two NIL / House v. NCAA settlement interviews. We do have two more. Again, Rashad Beard in the next segment to talk Panther minicamp day number 3. We will talk about all that has happened. I do want to ask Rashad if he, like I have, because that'll tell me if I am overplaying it or if I am justified in it. The one theme about Panther minicamp, about the rookie camps, about all of the OTAs that have been taking place for the Cats over the past couple of weeks, the one thing that I have seen brought up more than anything else is that this team looks like it maybe has a little attitude for it, which is not something we have said about the Panthers the last couple of years. This team looks like it's got a little bite to go along with the bark, and it really hasn't had much bark the last couple of years. We've had Bryce Young and J.C. Horn exchanging words. Now, I will say, after going back and reading a little bit more about that interaction, I think we may have blown it up a little bit more than it was, but I still think the fact that BY is willing to go get into the face of a premier highlight defender and have words with him is a good indication that the leadership is developing in BY. But we've heard about some other aspects of there being a little bit of intensity at minicamp the last couple of days. So we'll talk with Rashad Beard, see if he's bought in. Told you yesterday, there is a roster of Panther greats that have been around the facility the last couple of days as well. And again, I know that the Panthers have, to their credit, always had a very good functioning relationship with their alum, right? With the exception of Cam, for whatever reason, well, we actually know what the reason is, but with the exception of Cam, the Panthers have maintained a really good relationship with the majority of their alum. So it is not shocking that the old guys are still hanging around. I think it is interesting, though, that the roster of all-time Panther greats that has been at OTAs, that has been in the facility, is as deep as it is. And I'm going to ask Rashad, am I being optimistic or am I being realistic? It would feel to me that if you got a bunch of guys that care about this team, they want to stay around this team, want to be involved in this team, and these bunch of guys are showing up to be a part of OTAs, not showing up at week one when they're going to get up on the Jumbotron and have their accolades talked about in a highlight video. They are showing up at OTAs and having conversations with the coaching staff, having conversations with the young guys, having conversations with the new class of Panthers. That tells me that they are excited about what they're seeing out of the growth of this franchise as well. So we'll talk to Rashad Beard in the next segment about that. And then at 9:20, my favorite person to talk hockey with, Rachel Dory, is the CTO of Betalytics. She's going to swing by to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals because that game last night was ridiculous. Game one, OT, Edmonton wins it. Game two, double OT, Florida wins it. Game three, no OT because Florida beat the brakes off of Edmonton. Game four, OT, Edmonton wins it. It is a 2-3-2 format, meaning that tomorrow night's game number five is still in Florida, meaning Florida can push Edmonton to the brink of elimination, but they will need to go to Edmonton to win one more. Or Edmonton can push Florida to the brink of elimination tomorrow night, meaning that they get to go home 4-2, needing only one. This Stanley Cup Finals has been absolutely electrifying. We will talk with Rachel Dory, CTO of Betalytics, coming up at 9:20 this morning to get her thoughts on all of that. I'm pumped about it, man. I'm excited about it. I think there's a lot to be talked about with that. I think there's a lot to be talked about, obviously, when it comes to the Panthers and their mini camp these last couple of days. There's a lot to talk about that I am quite excited to have a lineup of guests coming on board. If you've got anything that you want on the show, right now is a good time to get it there. The Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. 844-326-3663. You can also call that number and jump on the air. But if you want to do that, you need to do it right now. Rashad Beard up next, Jay Paterno after that, Matt Hand after that, Rachel Dory after that. Your next opportunity to get involved will not be until the final segment of the show. So if you got a text in response to what Norm O'Reilly said earlier today, if you've got a text in regards to a question for Rashad, for Jay, for Matt, or for Rachel, get those on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. And before we run to a break and get Rashad Beard set up in the next segment, I will let you know that. We did confirm some plans yesterday. I will tell you that we, the Rob Brown Show, will be broadcasting live from SEC Media Days over in Atlanta, Georgia, at the College Football Hall of Fame. That will be on July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. The 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of next month, we will be live at SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia. The show will emanate from Atlanta. We got our clearance yesterday. We are working as we speak on our spot at Radio Row. Sorry, Digital Drive, as they are calling it. I will let you know when we get that confirmed, because either we will be doing it live from Digital Drive, or I'll be doing the show live from a hotel room next to some poor hotel stayer who is not prepared for me at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then we will go over to the College Football Hall of Fame. Obviously, the SEC Media Day is one of the most in-demand non-sports activities of the year in the college football world. We are trying to make sure that we are there broadcasting live. I will let you know if that comes through. Either way, I will be attending in person all 4 days of SEC Media Days and bringing you updates. I'll be checking in with Wire to Wire every day. I'll be on the BetMGM network most of those days, et cetera, et cetera. So that's coming down. And I will also tell you that we are also working on putting together our plan for ACC Media Days, the ACC football kickoff. Those are on Tuesday the 22nd, Wednesday the 23rd, and Thursday the 24th of July. We are discussing our plans on who is going to be where and when on those days. As soon as we get that finalized, I'll let you know. But we do know for a fact that I will be live at SEC Media Days on the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of next month. So just to put you in the mindset of what we got going on here on the Rob Brown Show, we're cooking, baby. We're cooking. And we will continue to cook. Coming up in the next segment, Rashad Beard is the host of the Panther Nation podcast. Has he bought in to the narrative that this team having a little attitude during the minicamp is it indicative of good things? Does he agree that having that many former Panthers showing up is indicative that they believe that there are good things coming? And whatever else we get into next with Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get back to it. The Rob Brown Show on the radio. It is the Fan Upstate joining the radio program now. Ordinarily, you hear him at 8:40 on Thursdays. And if you can't make it on Thursdays, ordinarily, you hear him at 8:40 on Fridays. But we've got Jay Paterno coming up in the next segment to talk House v. NCAA settlement. So Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, kind enough to be super flexible and jump on with us here at 8:20 on a Friday. What's up, big fella? How we feeling?
Things are going well, man. No complaints. Happy to be here.
Love it, dude. Love it. Let's dive right in. I pointed this out on the show yesterday. I don't know if you agree. I don't know if you feel the same way. I don't know if I'm blowing it out of proportion. But as I am watching the reports come out of minicamp, Rashad, we are hearing that there's a little attitude on the field, a little bite. We've got Bryce Young talking with JC. Now, they cleared it up afterward and said he wasn't jacked on. He was just saying, hey, man, quit listening to the plays. Believe in yourself. You don't need to do that. Like, play the game. But the fact that he was willing to walk up to JC, get in his face. I've heard stories that some of the offensive line, maybe a little extra sauce on some pops to the pads every now and then. The theme has been, it seemed to me, Rashad, that this team is kind of biting a little bit out there on the field. A little attitude going, A, have you heard it? B, do you believe it? And C, do you think that that is a good sign for the Cats?
I have heard it. I do believe it, and I believe it's a sign of confidence, right? I think when you only act like that when you're confident and you know what you're doing. Everybody's coming into year two of the system. Bryce is comfortable. The defense should be getting more comfortable. And so I think everybody is getting there. And I think when you get there and you start to see things come together and you get this feeling, I think that you start to let your colors show a little bit. And so I think everybody's getting comfortable, and I'm happy to hear it. I'm happy to see the guys are getting in each other's face, you know. And I've said this is my third time saying this, but all we need now is for Bryce Young to jack up J.C. Horn, and we've got a 2015 scenario. If you can recall, all Panthers fans, when Cam Newton jacked up Josh Norman, that we went to the Super Bowl that year. So that's all we need to happen this offseason, and we're going to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, good stuff. I like it. I like that we're getting a little bit more intense.
All right, I got two things. Number one, we all know Josh Norman was a pain in the ass. All right, let's not pretend he wasn't. All right,
hey, Greenwood zone. I mean,
fine.
From this
fine.
Area.
But so. One of the biggest smack talkers in the game, right? It was just off. It was just
nothing wrong with that.
It was just defensive Steve Smith. On the flip side, you know, I love my special baby boy, BY, and I'm all on board. I've been the only dude in the area defending the guy. BY, I don't need you throwing hands, bro. I ain't there yet, Rashad. I know he's getting tough. I know he's thickened up a little bit. My man looks good. The playoff beard coming in real nice. I'm all on board. No, I do not need Bryce Young out there throwing hands, please.
Hey, listen, man. Don't push him, man. No, he's not gonna go there. But you don't want to push him too far. You don't want to see Bryce's true colors. So let's. I like where things are. I don't think we need any scuffles. But yeah, shout out to Bryce Young, man. I think it's his confidence. Seriously, I think he's just confident in the game, and things are starting to slow down for him. Again, he finished the season off very well last season, and I think he's bringing that same confidence into this season. And so I think he's starting to get comfortable.
Yeah,
I wouldn't worry about throwing hands. It's probably like kicking shins, but you know.
Oh, come on, man.
Dude, it's nonstop. It's nonstop. It never stops, Rashad.
On,
it never
bro.
Stops. It never ends. Let's talk about the other report that we got yesterday, which is I would read the list of names of former Panthers that have been hanging out around the facility, but it's like all of the ones you've heard of with the exception of Cam, right? To me, and this is, again, I may be just silver lining optimisming this whole thing, but you got that many guys. And we know Carolina keeps a real, real good relationship with their alum, with their former players. But you got that many guys who are showing up. They're at the facility. They're involved. They're active. They're having conversations with the young guys, whatever that is that they're doing. Again, it might be blowing up, but that, that says to me that the boys, the alum, the guys that really care about this program, feels to me like they kind of believe where this team is right now too.
Yeah, I think I think Tepper's done a great job with that. And that's one thing I will commend Tepper on. He's been doing a good job recently. We've given Tepper some props on our show. As much as we talk bad about him, we've been very critical of David Tepper. I also give him props for, you know, turning things around and being a little less vocal than he has been in prior seasons. But one of the things he does and has done well is the alumni relations, right? He has this whole thing where he wanted to be like the Ravens, right? I've had a conversation with Steve Smith about their alumni relations and how well the Ravens do with their alumni. And I think he has talked, obviously, to Steve Smith about that. And I think they want to recreate that same type of synergy with their alumni. And so I think this is a great thing, bringing those guys back, treating them like they're legends, giving them, you know, all their flowers, allowing them to come back and show them their just due. I like it. And the fact that they are seeing things and you have conversations with these guys and these guys start getting in front of the media and they start talking about how good the team is, I think it's all just good synergy. And when you got those guys on board, you know, it's going to do nothing but, you know, because everybody's going to be there to teach, right? And I've seen some conversations. I know Captain Munnerlin is another guy that's been out there. He's had conversations with guys like JC and was putting those little nuggets that you don't quite get from your coaches. Hey, I've been out there. I've seen what it's like. You may want to do this instead of that. So all that is good energy for the Carolina Panthers. So I love it.
You know, I've never gotten to say this sentence with you on, Rashad Beard, but we got a super chat from Sean who said, Bryce supposed to be the silent assassin, not out there throwing hands and getting his ass whooped by JC. It's all fun, though. Yes, all right? I don't want my guy throwing hands. Take care of them. Now, if the offensive line wants to go get it with JC a little bit, I'm good with that. But, like, let's protect the investment, please, and thank you.
Yeah. No, nobody's touching BY. BY's not throwing hands. All jokes.
By the way, leave JC alone, too. You don't want him getting hurt.
Hey, JC's the one out there talking right now, which again, I love. Because the question has been, and I know everybody's dialed in, and it makes sense they are, Rashad, it's an offensive league, but everybody's dialed in on the offense when the conversation needs to be, is this defense going to bounce back? A lot of injuries last year. We all know Derrick Brown. We've talked about him. JC's been banged up throughout his whole career. Can he stay healthy? There's plenty of questions. You lose Shaq, which we need to talk about here in just a second. He's going up to Buffalo. Like, there are question marks, but look at the Cincinnati Bengals. You can go score 10,000 points a year. It don't mean a damn thing if you can't stop everybody else from scoring 10,001.
Yeah, you've got to have some talent on your defense. And I think that's the biggest thing. I went to a PSL owner event that where the coaches were speaking. And, you know, it the biggest thing that surprised me at this event was how confident Israel Ivero was, right? He had no worry about his job, right? Everybody publicly is, hey, this guy's on the hot seat. His seat is the hottest thing out there, right? And I think that, you know, from a public perspective, he's on his, you know, if he doesn't show improved, then he's up out of here. But the confidence that Ivero had on that stage when he was speaking to the fans, it just showed me that he didn't have, and it's obvious, he just didn't have what he needed last year to put forth a good product, right? We had a lot of injuries, a lot of things happened to our defense, a lot of which were out of his control, right? And again, some of the things he can take blame for, not putting the guys that he did have in the best position to succeed, sure. But I think that Ivero is right now at this moment, with all things the way they are and guys that are coming back and the additions that we have and the draft that we had, I think he's really confident that this team, this defense is going to be at least average, right? And I think that's all we need. We can't have a 32nd ranked defense like we did last year, right? And like you said, Rob, you can have the best offense in the world, but if your defense isn't having a few stops, then you're only as good as the defense is going to take you at some point. At some point, that defense is going to catch up with you, and you're going to catch some L's, right? So the defense has to meet us halfway, and I think that's going to happen this year. I think Ivero is going to get it going.
I hope so. And I've made the point before. I'm an NASCAR guy, Judge Away. I've made the comparison of, you can take Dale Earnhardt Sr., but if you stick him in a 92 Corolla, he can't win the Daytona 500. And that was kind of the spot that y'all were in last year on that side of the football. So with that being said, OTA's underway. Have we heard anything about the defense? Because again, everybody's going to be dialed in, focused on the offense, But there hasn't really been much reporting to much talk about what the defenses look like. And again, tough to get a lot of out of a mini camp, a lot of publicity for that. You're not even wearing pads. You can't hit whatever. But have you heard anything about the defense that's got your ears perked up?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head, right? I think that it is in the middle of mini camp. It's t-shirts, shorts. There's no pads. So you're not going to see much from a defense, especially in the trenches and the linebackers. You're not going to see that much. But I have seen a lot of interceptions being reported, right? There's some guys out there making some plays on the football. One guy in particular that has done really well, according to the reports, is Shaw Smith-Wade, who we drafted last year. And we know that the secondary is our weakness, right? With him taking that next step and all the reports saying that he's doing well, that's a good sign because he can play nickel. He can play outside. He's kind of one of those chess pieces that you can use a little bit everywhere. And so I think having him be out there and playing well, that's a good sign. And it also shows signs of development, right? You got a guy year two of the system. He's getting better. That's what you want to see. I've heard guys like Jaden Crumity also getting better, right? Evero in that same chalk talk situation with the PSL owners, he hyped up the year two guys on defense. He's talked about the same thing. Trevon Morrig is another guy that he spoke highly about. And again, I know he said some of these same things about Jeremy Chinn before Jeremy Chinn rode the pine. But he said that, you know, this guy can play everywhere. He can play deep. He can play in the box. He can line up at linebacker potentially. So I'm excited to see Trevon Morrig out there and see where he can play and how he can benefit in this system. Because you got to remember, Evero's defense needs good safety play. And we didn't see good safety play last year at all. Right. That was more of a liability than anything. So to have a guy like Morrig, you know, come in secondary and in the safety room, I think that's a big addition. So only time will tell. I think training camp is where you're really going to see the big jump for the defense. And I think one of the biggest things also is that we're getting Derrick Brown back. Healthy Derrick Brown is a huge add. And so just having him back alone is going to take this defense to another step.
What obviously we're kind of camp's over. We got the next round coming up here in a couple of weeks. The boys get some time to go dive into the playbook and all that. But as far as your expectations after rookie camp, your expectations of this mini camp and your expectations moving forward, are you comfortable? And again, kind of tough to get eyes on right now. Most of this is closed off to the media. We can only see so much. But are you happy with where this team is in an off season? That, to me, feels very important. It feels like if this off season doesn't go right, it leads to the team not playing well. And a lot of us have them picked to win the division. I'm not the only one, Rashad. Are you happy with the progress you are seeing right now through the draft, through the rookie camp, through the OTA spring mini camps, all that? Are you happy with where the team's at overall?
Yeah, I am. I am. And it's as difficult as things have been around here, I am pretty happy with the way things are. I mean, you can nitpick about certain positions. You can say, oh, well, we need another safety, or we can go out and get Jair Alexander or Jalen Ramsey. We can go get those guys. But I'm pretty happy with where we are. I think that you're letting your guys develop. You're seeing what you got out there. And if we do need to make an addition, I trust that Dan Morgan and company will make that happen, given our current cap situation. So I'm happy. Like, I think things are progressing. The biggest thing is that, you know, when you look at the top down, starts at the top, right? David Tepper is allowing these guys to cook. You know, you're allowing these guys to draft who they want to draft. You're allowing your coaches to coach. And that's the biggest thing. A little bit of continuity right now is great. We haven't seen it around the Carolina Panthers in a long, long, long time. And allowing these guys to get a year or two, it seems so minor, but it's so big for the Carolina Panthers. And allowing these guys to cook in year two, I think it's heading in the right direction. Now, I think I also want to caution folks, as excited as we are, this still is a young team. Dave Canales mentioned this also in the Panthers chalk talk situation with the PSL owners, that, hey, we are going to have some growing pains. We're going to hit a couple bumps in the road because this team is young. So be prepared for that. But ultimately, the starting point shouldn't be as bad as it was last year. We should hit the ground running a little bit faster, and we should get more wins early, and we will have to wait until that back end of the season to get better. So I think we'll be better for sure, and I like it.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast. Find them on Twitter at Panther Nation PC, but more importantly, head on over to YouTube, search them, subscribe to them, hit the bell, because the boys, I suspect, as the offseason rolls on, are going to get more and more active and just stay live, I don't know, all the time. At some point, you're just going to be like on a 24/7 webcam at the crib, aren't you?
Yeah, man. One day, hopefully, hopefully I can do that with the, if my YouTube pays me enough, I can do that and quit my job. But that'd be great.
Y'all give Rashad money. Appreciate you, big fella. We'll talk to you next week, man. Thank you as always.
All right, guys, man. Appreciate you.
Rashad Beard, Panther Nation Podcast. Again, find them on X at Panther Nation PC. But make sure you head on over to YouTube, search and subscribe, turn that bell on. The boys go live all the time. When we come back, Jay Paterno joins the show. Of course, the son of Joe Paterno. He is also an author, a coach, spent 20 years in the game, 17 at Penn State, has a book out called Blitz, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. He has been heavily following the House v. NCAA case, the settlement and all that. Jay Paterno gives his thoughts on where we go next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, all across South Carolina, all across the world at thefanupstate.com and on the Odyssey app. Joining us now on the radio program, Jay Paterno, the son of Joe Paterno. He's an author, a coach, a commentator, 2 decades coaching college ball, including 17 up at Happy Valley, and he has a book called Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. It is a spectacular read if you've not gotten the chance to pick it up. Jay, my man, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Oh, glad to be here, as always.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in. I'll start with this one. Since the book came out, we've had a couple of things happen in the landscape of college football, Jay Paterno. Just a couple of $2.8 billion settlements that have got to be dealt with. Since the book came out and where we are now, what's been your 36,000 foot view of the direction of college football, college sports, and everything in between?
Well, I think we're stepping towards reality one more step now because revenue sharing is coming. And when you look at the Big Ten, we make $1.1 billion in television and media rights a year. That's with a B, $1.1 billion. So the reality is we're running sports enterprises, and this House settlement takes us one step further. But it's not the final say because now there are Title IX lawsuits because a year ago, they were going to have to fall under Title IX. Now, with the current administration, they're not going to enforce Title IX as it relates to revenue sharing. So we've gotten some steps forward, but collective bargaining, are they employees? Do they get benefits? Is there workman's comp if they get hurt? There's a whole lot of things going on right now that still have to be resolved, but this is a step forward to at least accepting the reality.
I do want to get into a lot of that, but obviously since the settlement last Friday, the biggest news was the appeal that came through from the 8 female college players saying it doesn't adhere to Title IX guidelines. There are thoughts about, yeah, maybe the administration's not going to enforce it. Maybe a judge that would oversee the appeal would. There's a whole lot. Do we have any idea what is going to come, if anything, of this appeal? I saw that it's not going to delay the revenue sharing payments starting on the 1st of July, but do you think it's a realistic possibility that this House v. NCAA settlement changes more because of this appeal or others down the line?
Oh, I think one thing that the NCAA has found out is they're on a big losing streak when it comes to lawsuits. So the question is you know, can they do they want to fight this? Do they want to spend a lot of money to fight this and then lose? Do they think they have a case? So we'll see. But I think when you look at what's happening with women's sports, they're starting to be more and more revenue generated. When you look at some of the things going on in that regard, that I think there's a good shot that this thing breaks up this settlement a little bit.
Interesting. Jay Paterno joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. From the perspective of somebody who has obviously been coaching at the highest levels, been connected to college football at the highest level for decades now, what to you is going to be, of the House v. NCAA settlement, is going to be the most difficult thing for programs, and maybe not athletic departments, but football programs specifically, right, to deal with it? Is it the roster limitations? Is it assisting an NIL to get big names in? What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for head coaches, for assistant coaches, for those that are in a football program as a result of the settlement?
Number one, egos, because you've got a salary cap. So in terms of the revenue sharing side. So now I've got to decide, where am I going to put my money? I think a lot of guys are going to study what the NFL does and how they value certain positions. I think you're going to see pass rushers get paid well. You're going to see quarterbacks get paid well. You're going to see left tackles, if you have a right-handed quarterback, get paid well. I think there may be pressure, for example, if Dabo Swinney and Shane Beamer are both chasing the same running back in South Carolina, or, you know, this guy wants an exorbitant amount of money and they walk away from him because they say, well, we can get three or four really good offensive linemen and get a back who's almost as good. Are the fans going to be okay with them passing on that guy? So it's going to create a lot of pressure that way. Finding the revenue is not going to be easy. At a school like Penn State, which I'm on the board of trustees, so I know the numbers. The last several years, we've been at break even or lose a little money in athletics. So all of a sudden now, from last year, when I think we cleared maybe a million or two on $205 million in revenue, where do we find $20.5 million in revenue for revenue sharing in the next 3 weeks? And then on top of that, now that you've got these rules in place, we had rules in place before. There are still going to be bags of cash that show up off the books to get people as a way around the salary cap, as a way around NIL. So this doesn't solve everything, anything, but for coaches, their challenge is going to be not only assembling talent in a roster, but also seeing if they can form them into a cohesive team that all has the same goals.
This new College Sports Commission that is supposed to be the rules creating and enforcing arm of the NCAA, although it appears that the conferences are actually going to have more say on how it runs and operates than the NCAA does, where do they fit in? My thought was, if this thing is going to be effective, they kind of got to be the anti-NCAA in that if a violation gets found, if a school breaks the cap, if the NIL isn't working the right way, they may have to bring a hammer down on the first couple of violations to show that we are really putting hands in on this. Where do you think they fit into all this, and how do you think that entity is going to operate in relation to the schools that are trying to navigate these uncharted waters?
Well, I think the first problem they're going to have is tracking the NIL deals, because it comes down to the players reporting the NIL deals in any deal over $600, which essentially is pretty much any deal. That's $50 a month. So, I mean, if a restaurant in downtown Columbia gives a South Carolina player $50 a month just to tweet about it, he's got to report that. So you're going to have tens of thousands of people reporting this, and then they have to get approved. So that's problem number one. Number two, once you find a major violation, they're going to, as you said, they're going to have to bring the hammer down, because everybody is going to keep an eye on this. And the minute they bring the hammer down, there's going to be some attorney general at the state of the school that gets hammered that's going to come in and say, wait a minute, you don't have antitrust exemption, so this, you really can't enforce this. There's going to be a lawsuit. So it's going to be interesting to see. And then the other question is, oh, by the way, this is college athletics and they're supposed to be student athletes. So are we going to have initial eligibility like we've had? Who's going to enforce the academic eligibility? So all these things are going to be really interesting to see how they play out.
One of the thoughts that I've had for a while, Jay Paterno joining us here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate, is, and I maybe this is pessimistic, maybe it's realistic, Jay, you tell me, is the belief that because the NCAA, when we started down the NIL path, down the transfer portal path, and started moving towards this settlement, the NCAA obviously kind of sitting back, not really jumping out there and creating guidelines that making people challenge them instead of the other way around. It feels to me like there is an almost inevitable outcome that, at least in the Power Four schools, either they're going to have to figure out a way to get Congress to bestow antitrust exemptions on them, like the NFL, like the NBA, like Major League Baseball, or maybe there's going to have to be some sort of collective bargaining agreement with a unionized playing force that is going to put stuff in line. Is that a pessimistic outlook on this, or do you kind of share the same view?
Oh, it's a realistic outlook. So let's take, for example, if there's a 10th grade quarterback somewhere, I don't know, who's the greatest quarterback that ever lived, and he's in 10th grade right now. He's not part of this settlement. So he can say, well, why does your salary cap apply to me? I want to be able to get as much money as I can. So the heck with this settlement. I'm going to go around I'm going to sue. And so I think there's no question that this has got to, what really needs to happen is you need to have essentially a constitutional convention, so to speak. I know we're almost at the 4th of July coming up, but you're going to need a constitutional convention where everybody comes in and they lay out this thing, and there is a union for players and there is collective bargaining and there are contracts, because the contracts will protect both the players and the school. So, as I said, the House settlement is one step, but it takes you to the next step and the next step and the next step. So this is not the end all be all. And I can tell you from talking to some athletic directors privately, they will all tell you they want collective bargaining because they don't want guys to be able to jump. And the other aspect of this is now the NCAA has a 5-year limit. Well, if you're a basketball player who's not an NBA player who can go to Europe and maybe make a couple hundred grand, but you're playing at a school that's giving you $1 million a year, say, why do I have to leave after 5 years? This is the best deal I can get. This is a restraint of trade. I want to keep playing and go to grad school. So that's on the table, too. So this whole thing is far from over.
That one's, I think, very interesting to me, Jay Paterno, because that's already happening. Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt has already effectively filed that lawsuit, said, hey, listen, I'm still a college student. And now his is a little different in that he is making the argument that his JUCO ball year should not count against his overall eligibility. But that was kind of a thought of mine, is what happens when a kid goes and he plays his 4 and he gets his undergrad degree, and then he goes, no, I'm going to be a doctor now, so I'm going to get my doctorate degree and I'm here for 2 more years. I guess the point of all this, Jay, and I know it's kind of a tough spot for most of us, but the answer I have to assume for a lot is I got no freaking clue what's going to happen when that lawsuit comes down.
There's no question about it. I don't think anybody does. And if you get there, you know, everybody judge shops. They find a judge that they think will be sympathetic. based on his or her past case history. So I think that's coming. And, you know, I go back to Animal House where John Belushi says 7 years of college down the drain. I think we might be looking at 7 and 8 year players potentially because who's the NCAA to say to a kid who's a legitimate student, whether it be undergrad or grad school, that you can't continue to play. And if this is the place where you can make the most money doing playing your sport. Again, that's a pretty powerful argument in the court of law.
So I guess kind of the big question for me is, and this may circle us back around to a collective bargaining agreement, it may circle us back around to unionization, but is there a path for the NCAA to end up saying, look, we have autonomy over college sports, and if you like it, don't participate in it, right? Like, my boss can come to me and say, hey, Rob Brown, you're not allowed to do this thing, and if you doing that thing is so important to you, then you just go do it somewhere else. Is there a path to the NCAA gaining full autonomy over college sports?
I think it's got to come through federal legislation. I don't think there's any question. But that said, if you're waiting on federal legislation, don't hold your breath because they don't move real fast on anything, including things that are far more important than this. But I think that's where it's going to have to end up. But schools are going to lobby because if you're Texas and Texas A&M, for example, and you're in the SEC, you have a lot more billionaire alumni than anybody else in that league. So you say, well, you know, we kind of like the way it is because now there's these NIL deals that can come from these alums that we have. And we've got all this oil money and we've got all this tech money down here. So why would we want to give that advantage away so that we can be on a level playing field with South Carolina or with Auburn or with Vanderbilt?
Is there and we haven't heard anything about it, but is there a chance down the line that we know the cap for revenue sharing is at that 20.5 million? Is there a chance down the line that there ends up being an NIL cap, like schools can only allow X amount of thousands or millions of dollars of NIL money? Or is that probably something that would have to be a part of some sort of federal legislation?
Well, I don't think there'll be a cap on NIL because if Gatorade wants to come in and pay the best player at Clemson, you know, $3 million a year to be on a commercial, if Dr. Pepper wants to pay someone to be in that commercial, there's nothing you can really do to restrain that. The question is it legitimate NIL or is it, you know, what's happening is if you look at what the collectives are doing and you look at the new rules, roughly 70% of those deals would not get approved by the new collective bar, the new arrangement that they're talking about enforcement, because it's not really, it's simply pay to play. It's not really, you know, the third left tackle making $50,000 a year to tweet twice a month is really not fair market value, but that's what's going on right now. So I think that'll be restricted, but with somebody who can go out and make the kind of money that they might be able to make doing commercials and stuff, there's really no way to restrict that. And that's where I think you'll see some of the bags start to show up of cash where, you know, hey, forget the NIL, don't report this. Here's 200 grand in a bag of cash and let's just keep our mouth shut.
50K a month to tweet twice. I should have been on the bench press machine more.
No, the 50K a year, but even still, I mean, tweeting twice a month probably takes you, you know, 30 minutes maybe if you really craft a good tweet.
Yeah, should have worked out more.
Or whatever it's called now, I don't even know.
Should have worked out more. All right, last one, and then, Jay, we'll circle back around a little bit later when we get some more developments. But I guess as far as going back to the College Sports Commission, my question is, we've seen the rules. Is it a justifiable? Is it a fair market NIL, yada, yada, yada? And I was way too dumb to be a lawyer, but the lawyer brain in me went, who the hell gets to make that decision and say that their decision is the one that matters? That just feels like, a bullet in the chamber of lawsuit number one.
Oh, there's no question. The first person that gets turned down based on fair market value, their agent is going to immediately go to court and say, let's go. But I think at least, you know, the $600 barrier is probably, you know, they're going to have to adjust that up, number one. Number two, I think what's going to happen is now at least there's going to be some transparency and at least people going to have an idea what the marketplace is and what is realistic. Like I said, you know, the third left tackle making 50 grand to tweet twice a month, you have a hard time arguing that in court. But when you start to look at, they can now compile data and they can now compile all the things and people can start to see what's going on around the country. I think that's going to help the whole system along. And I think coaches will be glad because, you know, right now a recruit can say, well, I got offered this much NIL money at another school, and if you don't match it, and there's no way to verify that. There's no way to even check on that, and you just got to play chicken, so to speak.
Jay Paterno, son of Joe Paterno. He is an author, coach, and commentator with 2 decades of coaching experience, including 17 at Penn State. Has a book called Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. It is a spectacular read and probably as relevant now as it ever has been. Jay, phenomenal to have you on the show, man. That's incredible stuff. I appreciate it. We will do it again if you're willing to.
Sounds good, man. Anytime. Thanks.
You're the best. Jay Paterno here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Coming up in the next segment of the show, Matt Hand will join us. He is a sports attorney who will address how this is all shaping up for the student athlete side of things. That's after Lonzo makes your whole day with his sports flash.
If I'm making your day, you're not having a good one. Stanley Cup finals are tied at 2 games each after a dramatic rally at and 5-4 overtime win by Edmonton over Florida. The Panthers scored 3 goals in the first period to open up a lead, but Edmonton would score the same in the second to tie the game and the first goal of the third period to take a 4-3 lead. Game 5 is tomorrow in Florida. J.J. Spahn fired the first bogey-free round at Oakmont since Dustin Johnson in 2016 on his way to the top of the leaderboard at the U.S. Open. Spahn hit 14 of 18 fairways, recording a 31 on the front nine and a 66 overall. Tournament favorite Scottie Scheffler had 5 bogeys en route to a 3 over 73. Game 4 of the NBA Finals will tip off this evening at 8:30 in Indiana. The Pacers lead the series 2-1, but are underdogs in this game to the Thunder, favored by 5.5 points.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.